Goat Posse.
Goat Posse.
Goat Posse.
Welcome to Are You Smarter Than a Presidential Candidate? The game where you are asked direct questions, but you must give your best non-committal answer. Hello, I'm gerrymandering. Today's contestant is Julie Maddox, an alderwoman from Staples, Minnesota, who is a rising star in state politics. She joins us on the phone. Welcome, Julie.
Hi, Jerry.
Julie, you'll be playing against some of the best presidential candidates in the field. Let's meet them now. Hillary Clinton has been running for president since she filed as a candidate for New York's open Senate seat in the year 2000. Her most recent answers on driver's licenses for illegal immigrants have been delightfully confusing. She will be a tough competitor to beat.
Hi, Hillary.
Hi, Julie. Are you a Hillraiser yet?
Oh, could you just send me some more literature?
Our next candidate has changed his positions on issues as much as he's changed wives. Say hello to Rudolph Giuliani.
Hi, Rudy.
Hi, Julie. Just want to say I'm the only one that can prevent another 9/11.
Our final candidate you'll be playing against is Mitt Romney. Mitt is best known for fostering health care reform as governor in Massachusetts. But he really wants you to forget about all that.
Hi, Mitt. What kind of name is Mitt? Does your mother not hug you?
Nice to meet you, Julie. Mormons really are Christians.
Okay, candidates, here is your question. Is America more in danger from external security threats now than before 9/11?
Well, Jerry, I want to thank you for having me on your program, and I think it's important that we have these discussions so that the American people know that we are doing the nation's business so that our kids can grow up with the best opportunities without fearing that we won't.
Okay. Mitt?
Even though the Mormon and Muslim religions are relatively equal percentage of the population, my cabinet will not be filled by religious quota because Mormons are Christians.
Rudy, we only have a few seconds for your answer.
Jerry, I was only the mayor of New York on 9/11 and in the immediate aftermath, so therefore I would not have hired Bernie Kerik, and I love Florida when I'm not loving Iowa.
Julie?
Nobody loves Florida. And based on what I've heard so far, with the half-truths, the omitted truths, the shameless pandering, cover-ups, and general narcissistic traits exhibited by the candidates, I will not seek nor will I accept any effort to make me a candidate.
Julie, congratulations! You definitely are smarter than a presidential candidate.